Tonight we conclude Klal Ayin. With Isir Aleph. We have a few short PSs to the simon that discussed simanim on things that are sent with a non-Jew or with a non-observant Jew. Yud Aleph, Hodimatire Machmas Demirtis, this which we permit when somebody is coming and going, we say that a person is afraid to switch things, so we rely on that. Ein chilek bein a shivchasai lachsenoim she'enam akirin ze'ezeh. No difference if it's your worker, yes, your maid. She's certainly afraid that if she's caught, she'll be fired. Well, strangers, she'enam akirin ze'ezeh, that don't know each other, the gam bezeh shayach mirtis. Human nature is, even if there's no consequence, a person doesn't want to be caught doing something dishonest. Hopefully, people don't want to do things dishonest even if they're not caught. But certainly not if they're afraid they'll be caught.
What are you talking about here?
When the Yitzhak Nichnis, we have that somebody put his pot of food in the communal oven, and a non-Jew put it. So we said, if Yitzhak Nichnis, we're not chayish that anything was switched. So it's not, even if there's no consequence, if you would catch him, it still has the same thing. It's interesting, we learn about kinyanim, we learn about something called the chotzeh hamishtameres. The halacha is every kinyan requires the knowledge of the kaina, except kinyan chatzah. I mean, something that's in your property, your kaina, something that's in your property, even if you don't know about it. Something hefker falls into your property. But it has to be a chatzah mishtameres, a guarded chatzah. So what is a chatzah mishtameres? I would think you have to have a high fence, and a lock, or something like that. The Nesiva says no. Chasa Mishtameres is a place which where Nitvas Alof Gaganav. If someone's there, you would say, what are you doing here? You say, what are you doing here? Chasa Mishtameres, your backyard, even though you have an open driveway, anyone can walk down the driveway and go to your backyard. If someone's in your backyard poking around, you say, what are you doing here? That's enough.
That's the convenience being watched that if somebody else is in the room, is in the place that you are
Mirtis.
Really
would that be good on a derisive level, like forget?
Yeah.
Yeah, you point it.
Yeah, but get is another thing. It has to be, not a good yadai. So it would work if the husband is not there. If the husband's in the chutz, the wife's chutz and mishtemer, it's not going to work. But yeah, it would work.
The wife would be considered giving
it? I think so. The Gemara talks about someone who throws a get into his wife's chutzah. There's a parak in Shabbos, the parak hazayrik, and in Gittin, there's a parak hazayrik. Hazayrik yet is those
again. They weren't in good terms.
What?
They weren't in good terms.
Apparently not. Yeah.
He needs aided that he threw it in.
Well, not really, because aided chesima work also. In other words, if the get is not signed, then you need aided to see the giving, but. If the get is signed and the witnesses gave it to their husband.
How do you know anybody delivered it?
Because we assume the husband wouldn't let go of it unless it came to her. If she walks in with it, we assume he gave it to her. He gave it to the shliach, he gave it to her directly, but we assume so. That we say, af eide mesira karti. It's af eide mesira karti. Okay, Yud Beis. Emira Kilkel. Shenasan akum b'mezid davar ha'asa b'kdeh shal Yisrael. Something went wrong, and the guy did deliberately put something treif in the Jew's pot. La Yisrael alav. Ein lahachil ha'maychel l'nachrim. Don't give it to goyim. You think it comes treif, you give it to a guy. Yeh shalchan ha'beis ha'knesses. You throw it to the beis ha'kisei, shalo yagilu b'zeh. Because if the goyim know that they throw something treif, you give it to the goyim, so that gives them an incentive. It gives them an incentive, you know. The guy am I going to get it? So then you sit and you don't do it. Are you gimel nachri she'omar al teichlu mikderizu? If a guy tells a yid, don't eat from this patch, ani yishlachti chelav l'saychai, emashkichin alav omotar hamachal. We don't trust him. We say that again, he's doing it for his own, for his own interest. He has no nemanis on somebody else's thing. Now, when the halacha says somebody has no nemanis, there is a, exception, and that is if the husband believes it. If the man believes it. In other words, Chazal say, someone tells you this, you're not machiv to believe him. But if you believe him in your heart, you have to, you have to go with what you believe.
The difference here, he says, "Ani hishlachti," like I threw it in, like amazing. What happens if he said it happened by accident?
He's not neman. Even a Jew, even eirecha neman bisurim, it's not true. Eirecha neman bisurim. Eirecha neman bisurim is only when it's biyadai. Let's say the sheikh says, "When I shecht it, I messed up." That's called biyadai, even though it's the second day after the shechita, but it was biyadai. If someone shechts today, he shechts not his own animal, he shechts my animal.
What?
If someone shuts my animal today, and tomorrow he comes, he says, you know, my conscience is bothering me, it was treif. He's not believed. If from my heart I believe him, I have to throw it out, but halacha doesn't require that I believe him. It has to be either his, if it's his, he's believed, or biyadai, he has to be in his power, to make a treif. Otherwise, things are
b'chazaka, that's a good. I made a mistake. It's biyadai.
Who?
If he says, I made a mistake,
the next day it's not. Even though he's never a minute later it's not Biyadai anymore, but that's all part of Biyadai. So I'm not sure. I think maybe when it's Tachas Yadai, I'm not sure. The exact minute, you know, perhaps.
If it's his own thing or somebody else's.
Your own thing you always believe. A Bailam is always believed on his own thing. Someone else's thing, you're not believed unless it's, unless it's biyadai or it's not against the chazaka, but. The final halacha refers you din Yisrael she'asa gvinas beis narchi v'shakach ha'chaisim avul la'el b'din chalav gvina. We learned earlier the halachas of a Jew who made cheese and left it in the beis narchi that he forgot to leave a simen. So I think we said there that b'shasat chak he could rely on his unrecognizing it. Alright, so these are the halachas of Simanim, Simin Kuf Yud Ches. We started with Kuf Yud Beis. We're already in Kuf Yud Ches in Yerodea. Klal Ayin Aleph. We begin Klal Ayin Aleph. Din Choshud L'Dover Ein L'Smech Alav. If somebody is Choshud on a particular item, we don't trust him for that item. We're talking about a person who's otherwise from, and he has one area in which he's not trustworthy, he's not makbid on whatever it is, on Macholas Asura, he's not makbid on.
He's still got a from person.
An otherwise from person, right. But in one area, he's missing in his from K. So the klolim of Nemanis are here, in Kuf Yud Tes. We'll see how much he brings. It's talking about Mashkiach. Mashkiach has to be a trustworthy person. Even though, as a rule of thumb, a person is Neman on things that are his own. Hani mili b'stam b'dei adam. Someone who is chashid to eat a certain type of treifis, bein shu chashid b'satayra, b'sadrabana, whatever it may be, ein lis machalav lechal imai, you can't rely on him, afilu im nis'arech etzlai, osa lechal mishalai b'dvarim shu chashid alav. So, kashken liknois mimenu. Here there's a bit of a challenging. It says here that you can't rely on a person who he himself is not trustworthy. So you go into a fryer person as a store, he tells you these rolls are kosher or these Danishes are from Press's Bakery, so you can't trust him for that. I feel him yishba ha'choshu shezeh kosher, even if he swears any name. Shekvar avar al shvua say shumushba mehar sinai alze. Fascinating. Yeah, well. Okay, let me first tell you this is the halacha that a person is not neman. There is, or maybe, there really still is, a shaila. There are some people who are very makban and kashrus at home. When they travel, they're not so makban, they'll be lenient. And things that don't make sense in a halachic view, but from an amarasish view, they make sense. They'll go into a tray for McDonald's and they'll buy french fries. French potatoes and oil. You know, they'll go and they'll buy things which to them logically are not as bad. But halachically it could be just as treif. If you deep fry treif for chicken balls and then french fries in the same oil, it's treif. So it's a very...
Especially that they use the oil of meat. because that was considered a better tasting French fry.
Yeah, okay, you're right. So, but it's very hard to know. Does that mean you can't trust a person at home? And if in his home he's makpid on kashrus, but not when he travels, the question is how far that chashad goes. So it's a very very debatable thing. Yeah, but maybe he's not bad. But he's a mummer. It's called a mumla te'ava. He's mumer when there's an incentive. He's not a mumer lahachis. He doesn't.
Even in his house, he'd be a mumer with it. He made a mistake and he found a friends that were not kosher.
Yeah, so he
has. He's not going to be
able to use it. He has a lower threshold of tolerance for Nisayan. The tolerance of Nisayan. It's. Yeah, the fact that cases happen does not make a rule. The exception proves the rule, it doesn't disprove the rule. The fact that there have been people who pretended to be religious and were selling non-kosher food. Yeah, somebody once asked Reb Chaim, how can they do these things? So Reb Chaim said that once there was a thief. And he wanted to rob a house. He got a policeman's outfit. He put on it, dressed up like a policeman. He walked straight into the house and stole whatever he stole. So someone said, wow, the cops are crooks. Look at him. So he said, just the opposite. The cops are honest. That's why he got dressed up as a cop. In order to do it, he got dressed up as a cop because then they trust him. So somebody gets dressed up as a firm person in order that people should trust him. That doesn't mean firm people are not trustworthy. It means he got dressed up as a firm person because the firm people are trustworthy. There's no question. There's a lot of temptation.
Not like from you.
There's temptation. There's no question. And, you need.
What about a Moon Marble Tale where there's Meritas? You say Meritas is working by a guy who doesn't have that money. So a Jew who has a Tale, he doesn't have that money, maybe Meritas is working too.
So what we pass it, it does. The Ramah brings Shitas Taisvis that says that by a guy, one siman is enough. By a frayid, you need two simanim. Because he's more daring, he thinks people will trust him more. So, it's a sad thing, but it says the Rambam brings us the Yeshayimrim in the Dinam of Kufiches.
A guy is simpler. He doesn't know the interests.
It's true and it's not true. There are some people in Kashrus who say that sometimes it's easy to give a hashangayim because they don't tell you, well, you do this and this, then it should be mutter. You know, the yid makes all his cheshvainis, and the guy doesn't. But, I understand. But it's not entirely so.
What?
It's not entirely so. There are different settings. You see, there are two types of hashayim. There are predictable settings, like wise potato chips or something where basically they do the same exact thing every day and they predict how much they need. And it's a calmer setting. And there it's true that if you have a straight guy, it doesn't require any Yir Shamayim. It just requires doing the same thing all the time. Then there's a type of hechsher on something that where unexpected pressure develops. A catering business or a restaurant where it's just very, very hard. No, it's much more challenging. It's much more stressful and the most stressful. You have to have, you don't know how many people can ask for chicken, how many people can ask for meat, or, how much these things work. And this is what happens. That's where, very often they fall through when they're stuck at the last minute and they run out to, and they buy things that they shouldn't be buying.
Or during Shabbos. I'll live here in Shimonaida, in a place that's supposed to be marketplace, when they ran short on an item, on two, three items. So of course he sent one of the Geisha workers to get it.
It happens all the time.
Well, it wasn't Mr. Kasha, but he's bringing out Shabbos. And who's waiting here? It's Shemaniah. Who's waiting the other thing? So I asked him, I said, how do you know? He says, listen, I saw they were running out of things.
He said, no, it was coming. Without mentioning any names, one of the places we used to give a hechsher on that we recently stopped, they ran out of lettuce. They went and bought heads of lettuce and used it. Yeah, they ran out of lettuce. They bought a head, sent a guy to buy heads of lettuce. They used it. And they denied it. How do we find out? the store called us. The guy who worked in the store said, you know, this guy sent his guy in to buy stuff. The guy denied it. He said, we are trusting him. So they came with the video footage of the guy buying it. So, you know, once a guy does that once and he denies it, you can't trust him anymore. Just next time he'll be more careful, that's all. So, video footage can be very good. It can be very bad, depending on which side of the camera you are.
Mirtas,
yeah. You know, God has video footage all the time, everything you're doing. I keep on thinking that when we were boys, they said in Shemayim, they have a film, a recording of everything. Everything, like, how much space is there in Shemayim? Where do they have room for all this stuff? But nowadays, you see, you can have a little phone, you can do something. So God has the Japanese working for him too. All right, so we are up to, let's do a guy's base. Let's see. There's something else I have to tell you. There's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger is not his Eidus. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that even though we have a rule that a person is chashud, there are some things that are isurim gemurim, but b'enei abriya is tekal. He happens to mention Gezel Akum specifically. Now Gezel Akum is absolutely awesome. There's no machloik. There's no man yami Gezel Akum is mutter. Shaila Gezel Akum is the rice and the rabbanon. But there's no shaila that Gezel Akum is awesome. Yet, Rabbi Kivega writes that consider a person a choshud when the thing that he's doing is kal b'nei abriyas. He's still choshud on that thing. But it doesn't make him choshud on something that's not kal b'nei abriyas. That's the, that's a chilek, it's an important chilek. It comes from Radvaz al Rambam. Radvaz al Rambam says this, I forgot what his case is, but anyway, the same way that Be'ini Abrius is Kal is more, it doesn't make a person a chashud. So it's something hard to know.